Good evening, this is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. External Affairs Ministry today said India and China have reaffirmed their commitment to explore a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable framework for the settlement of the boundary question in accordance with the political parameters and guiding principles agreed in 2005. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said special representatives of India and China met on the 18th of this month. He said apart from discussing the framework for settlement of the boundary question, the special representatives also reviewed issues of peaceful border management comprehensively. The Lok Sabha has registered over 54% productivity while the Rajya Sabha registered 40% during the winter session of Parliament. Briefing media after the conclusion of the session in New Delhi today, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the productivity of the two houses was low and everyone should think about it. Mr. Rijiju said the session provided 20 sittings of Lok Sabha and 19 sittings of Rajya Sabha. The 72nd plenary of the North East Council has started today at Agartala in Tripura. The main plenary will begin from tomorrow and will be presided over by Union Home Minister and NEC Chairman Amit Shah, Donor Minister Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya and Minister of State Dr. Sukanta Majumdar. The session will hold strategic discussions with two NEC members, the governors, chief ministers, chief secretaries and planning secretaries of the 8 northeastern states and high-ranking officials. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Pema Khandu and State Governor, retired Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, have received Agartala to date to participate in the plenary meeting. State Governor, retired Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, today addressed the inaugural session of the two-day annual conference of Superintendents of Police and Commandants of Arunachal Pradesh Police at Dorje Khandu Convention Center in Itanagar. He emphasized on ensuring discipline, law and order, smart policing and countering the drug menace while touching on new criminal laws and the welfare of police personnel. All Nishi Youth Association ANYA conducted 3-day social awareness cum education tour at Maro and Baririjo Circle under Dumporijo in Upper Subansiri District from 17th to 19th of this month. The ANYA team visited various schools and interacted with the school authorities and the students. ANYA President Jamru Ruja apprised on the need for improvement of school infrastructure and took club schools for its better functioning. He further appealed local MLA Rodi Boy and the public to support in implementing better education policy for quality education in these circles. Furthermore, he urged the parents and the students to opt and avail the education from government schools also. The Indian Army organized an excursion for 17 students and 3 teachers from the Mahabodhi Society School, Delhi, Tawang, at the Holy Waterfalls, Chumi Gyatse, near the Indo-Tibet border today. To deepen their understanding, the students were briefed about the historical and cultural importance of the site for the local community. Further, to foster a sense of patriotism and gratitude among the students, an interactive session with the Border Army was also held. Meanwhile, the Mahabodhi Society School has expressed gratitude to the Indian Army for the excursion. Delhi University will introduce a 1-year postgraduate course from 2026 in line with the National Education Policy. The draft proposal will be discussed at the Academic Council meeting on 27th of this month. The 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha will be held next month. The registration has already started and will reopen till 14th January next year on MyGov portal. During the registration process, the students can submit questions of their choice that they would like to ask Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Meanwhile, in a statement, Ministry of Education said a quiz competition in multiple choice questions format has been developed for the students of classes 6 to 12, teachers and parents. Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi today said 6,30,000 installations were made in India under PM Surya Ghar Mukt Bijli Yojana. He was chairing a meeting in Kolkata with the representatives of West Bengal, Bihar, Odisha, Jharkhand and northeastern states to review the implementation of this scheme. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.